You guys are cool, man, because I don't know if you know this, but the comedians, you know, all over, we've been doing shows on Zoom, man. They're terrible. They're hard on the soul, guys. This is true. I do a Zoom show for senior citizens, and they're a tough crowd. I don't even see their faces. It's just like their dentures up close, the ceiling fan. I do like an hour of jokes, of stories. I finished, it was silent, and the one woman just goes, "You look like my grandson." I was like, "I do? Fuck, why am I doing jokes? I should just pretend I'm grandson, like, hi, Nana, it's me. You forgot my birthday, will you send me a check? I love you." Another time during this show, I have a little black cat, you know, you're working from home, the pets, they jump up, they do whatever they want to do. Little cat jumped up, and this old woman goes, "Is that a crow?" I was like, "No, Mildred. Get your eyes checked. Guys, do I give off I've got a crow vibes?" I should get a crow, man. I'll just keep him on my arm. I'll be like, "Fly, crow, to the seniors and collect all the birthday money. Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa." It's hard. Moving around a lot. I moved to a new city, and I didn't have any friends or any leads on jobs. But thankfully, one of the local schools was having a job fair, eh? A job fair. They had so many terrible jobs to fill. They were having a fair. Like with games, like step right up and guess your wage. It's minimum. And what's your prize? It's a uniform you have to pay for. Do you want to know what they made me? The supervisor of the cafeteria. What the hell did I do to deserve that? It was sad. The worst part was the first part. We all had to sit in this little room and read the safety manual cover to cover, and it was just like, don't drink the sanitizer. Don't put your hand in the deep fryer. Okay. I asked the guy leading the session, I said, "Is this necessary?" He went, "Oh, you'd be surprised. Keep reading." I turned to the last page, it said, "If you drop a knife, don't try to catch it." Okay, okay. And then underneath, it got really weird. It said, "Remember, a falling knife has no handle." What the fuck? What the hell is that? It went from like common sense to fridge magnet poetry in like one move. Like, what's with the goddamn haiku? Like, "Oh, remember, mopping is what the floor wants. Ooh. But a good sweep is what it needs. Ooh, Cobra Kai." Dulce used to work. He was working one time in a vegan restaurant. This crazy place had a buffet and all this crazy food. One day my boss goes to me, "Dave, what do you know about kombucha?" I said, "It's disgusting." Yeah, he went, "Yeah, yeah." He goes, "I want you to call up our supplier in Montreal and see if you can get us a cheaper price." I said, "Sure." I called them up. I said, "Yo, my boss Simon wants to know if I can get a cheaper price point on the cases of kombucha." The guy went, "Aw," like that. He went, "Aw, but we work really hard on it." I was like, is there an adult there I could talk to? What do you mean, "Aw, but we work on it"? Like morning, noon, and night. Like, we don't even leave the factory. I was like, does Willy Wonka have you chained up back there? Like...